scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
Megan, do your kids still play that one Fortnite video game?
You know, I think they do still play it. I think that they've gotten distracted by some other stuff. But yeah, it's still around. It's still a thing. It's not like Pokemon Go.
Well, they're still probably playing video games in general, though, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Just no matter what it is. Well, the World Health Organization now considers video game addiction a mental illness.
I could totally see that.
So it's something called gaming disorder. It's now in the organization's internal classification of diseases. And this is kind of a big deal because the book is one of the most respected sources available for doctors. They take this stuff very seriously. And in case you're wondering, a true video game addict will continue playing even when negative consequences occur, such as a disconnection from family, friends, school, and work, as well as messing with your sleep patterns, your diet, and really zero physical activity in general.
Yeah, I've known people who I'm pretty sure are literally addicted to video games.
Yeah.
And some kids, I think, are just more prone to it. Like, you have some that are pretty good at self-regulating.
Yeah.
And then others who will just get lost and you have to force them off.
Rough.
Those ones with those, like, that real, like, laser focus sometimes.
Yeah.
They get so laser focused in this fake world that they can't get out of it.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, when I was a kid, you kind of had to be addicted to video games because if you shut the video game thing off, your game was not saved.
Yeah, but now if you shut it off, the whole world continues without you. It's
exactly.
Even worse.
Ugh.
It's FOMO all the time.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that
with all
those games.
Everything else is happening and you're not part of it. I mean, that's like really compelling for kids. So I'm not surprised.
That's not good.
Well, this is not what you should do on your vacation day. If you get a vacation, don't spend it playing video games. But for a lot of Americans, that's kind of not a problem because they don't take their vacation days.
Exactly.
They just think about them. New research reveals that Americans spend 284 days of their lives dreaming about being on vacation.
Oh.
We spend more than 113 hours every year thinking about being on a beach somewhere. Then we see an average of 2.4 vacation photos on social media that make us jealous every day.
Oh my God.
36% of Americans admit they put vacation pics on social media to show people how great their lives are.
That's a burn.
I think,
man,
people should just take their vacation days and actually do something instead of dreaming about doing something they won't do.
And that's the thing is if you're dreaming of such a big vacation, like, oh, I got to go on the beach or I got to go to the Bahamas or do this or do something crazy. It's like, no, you just need to take a day off.
Yeah.
Even if you just go home and just relax, read a book or something.
Yeah.
That's a vacation.
It is a vacation. Yeah. So, if you just go to work hoping that perfect vacation is going to happen, you might miss out.
Exactly. You don't want to miss out on that. And don't play a video game that has to do with vacation.
No, that's like the worst of all worlds.
But that's trending topics for this morning.
98.3 The Coast. Trending topics with Johnny and Megan on 98.3 The Coast is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.